This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Wow, the Olympics, some big surprises from Tokyo. And here, closer to home, I say this every single show, but it's not so much the surprise, but it's what's happening as a result of the Delta variant. And now more schools that are resorting to online learning because of the spread. And we're going to get to the U.S. relay team after failing to make the finals. We're going to talk about reaction of the governor of New York to what now happens as so many are calling for his resignation based on the Attorney General's report. And of course, like I said, global infections are up. And here in the United States, of course, the infections are up too because of the Delta variant, and so there's been some interesting changes that have happened as a result of that. But first, one of the things that we want to talk about right at the top, like I mentioned, is the fact that now schools, depending on the school boards, are calling for learning to be remote in many cases, or offering kind of a hybrid option right as schools are getting ready to go back. And depending on what grade it is, and again, depending on what county it is, there's all these last-minute school board meetings to try to deal with what various school district boards think they should do. So, for example, in Florida, school districts are pushing ahead with mask mandates, and they're going against the governor's threat to cut funds, because that was one of the things that Governor DeSantis said, as the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, did the same thing. So they're challenging an order by DeSantis threatening to withhold money from school districts if they mandate that students wear face coverings. At least four school districts in the state are pushing back against the governor's opposition to the new virus restrictions or mask mandates after he issued that executive order that we talked about on Friday, saying that recent guidance from the federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that students wear masks lacks scientific justification, and warns that the government could again withhold money from non-compliant schools. So that's now what's happened in not just Florida, like I said, all over the country. There are so many school boards who are choosing to figure out what do they do with their due diligence, what kind of a decision do they make going forward, allowing them to keep students or their staff or their community safe. So now in some cases you've got the school boards going up against whatever the governor of a particular state has as a mandate for schools or not. Mostly it's affecting Texas and Florida, but there's some others that are in a very, very similar pinch. So like I said, so much of this is coming in last minute. I was getting just a flurry of different texts from people I know that have children in Broward County, for example, in Florida, and some others that have kids in a couple of different districts in Houston, Texas. So while others are still weeks away with the doors flinging back open again, it is all this last minute maneuvering that's happening in this decision making of, wow, what do we do now? What is the right way to proceed to try to keep kids, especially 12 and younger, those that are under 12, who don't have a vaccine option anyway? What do we do to try and keep them safe? All right, so I mentioned the Olympics, and like I said, we're going to dive into this coming up this hour. We also have a mic drop coming up and a few other things, too, along the way. But the United States medal count is at 83 right now. Wow, 83. On the verge of history. So while the ratings are down for people watching the Olympics, because for some reason, and maybe it's because Rio is a little bit different from what we're seeing in Tokyo, but the numbers of medals are up, and really the U.S. is set to hit a record that since that's been held since the 80s, the U.S. would break their own record. And that's partly because while you have some athletes who are failing to medal, you have people like the U.S. shot putter, Ryan Crozier, who set an Olympic record to win a second consecutive gold. So that added to the pile. We'll see if Allyson Felix qualifies for another. She did qualify for another Olympic final. We'll see if she wins yet another medal, and then she gets in the history books, and of course that would give the United States another medal, because this is the last week of the Olympics in Tokyo, so time is winding down on the medal counts, but the medal counts are certainly there. I mentioned the governor, too, at the top. Governor Cuomo in New York is seeking help from some advocates as he's trying to discredit at least a couple of his accusers. So advisors to the governor reached out to a prominent advocate for harassment victims and the head of a gay rights group for input on a letter seeking to undermine a former aide's claims. So he's still defiant in the face of growing criminal inquiries and a lot of political fallout that's starting to happen around him. I think some thought that he would resign, walk away from this, but that hasn't happened. Instead, it's maneuvering around it, and how can he stay in office? And this is a guy who was once more than a rising star for the Democrats. Now, he is the face, I think, of some really grotesque behavior and was just a blight on the political scene and what he was doing behind the scenes to the people in his office and those that he came in contact with as well. All right, Kate Delaney, thanks so much as always for joining us here on the show. Coming up, some odds and ends, other things you might have missed on the day. Hang with us, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells, everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
4, 5, it's peanut butter time.
And ends, as I like to call it, although let's hope there aren't any terrific ends here. But Noah has an update for us. You know who Noah is, right? Yeah, more storms are lurking on the Atlantic horizon. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued an update, oh, thank goodness, on Wednesday to give us the good news, the bearers of bad news, saying that more storms are detected, people, for 2021 than the previous year. So according to the brains at NOAA, the outlook for the year predicts 15 to 21 named storms. 7 to 10 could be hurricanes. 3 to 5 could be major hurricanes with winds greater than, wait for it, 111 miles an hour. So the lead administrator, a guy named Rick Spinrad, do you think he has that name on per Spinrad, said after a record start, the 2021 hurricane season doesn't show any signs of relenting as it enters the peak months ahead. So they're going to continue to update us and give us all the great science and services that are really the foundation to, they say, keep communities prepared for any threatening storms. Now, in all seriousness, this is a good thing. The thing about hurricanes is the warnings, is that you get the warnings ahead of time. And yes, people get hurricane weary along the Gulf Coast and Florida and along the eastern seaboard especially. But at least there is that. At least there's that. Whereas with tornadoes, you know how that is, we just don't always know what's going to happen, even if there are some warnings out there. And so the good thing is that you can have some preparations in place, because these storms that we know can just rip up a community and be devastating. So at least if you're prepared and you know the basic evacuation routes and what you could possibly do, well, then you're on it. You're on it and you're ready to roll. I mean, now more than ever, I used to think it was ridiculous when people would say, do you have a go bag? Like when I lived in California, one of the first things somebody said to me is, you know, we have earthquakes out here. And I said, really? I haven't heard of any major ones lately. And sure enough, I mean, I just got the aftershock of an earthquake, but it was enough to scare me and make sure that, yeah, I think I know what I'm going to do if this situation happens. And then, of course, having to deal with some hurricanes and major mudslide situations, I realized, yeah, this really is a thing that's a smart thing to be ready to go at a moment's notice. Where's your stuff? Where's your papers? Where's it all stored up? And what do you need to get out of the door? And you could say, well, you need yourself to get out of the door because it's about preserving human life. And absolutely it is. But if you have a bag full of the things you need, just a tiny bag, you grab that and you're set. So I think that's the big warning here. If you're anywhere near these potential hurricanes, you know, just make sure that you're ready, and hopefully we don't see some horrible hurricanes come our way before this season is over. All right. I mentioned Cuomo, and I talked about the fact that he's not stepping aside, and he's digging his heels in, and he's looking for people to back him up. I'll tell you who is not backing him up. Here's a little bit of an odds and ends situation. So over half the New York Assembly wants him out if he doesn't quit. So a majority of the members support beginning impeachment proceedings against the governor if he doesn't get out of the way, because the investigation found that he sexually harassed at least 11 women. At least 82 of 150 members have publicly said that they favor initiating the process of getting rid of the third-term Democratic governor if he just doesn't quit. Why doesn't he quit? Why doesn't he resign? Does he want to go through this process of an impeachment? It's pretty blunt. It's in your face. It's exactly what is being told to him. You know, you can't hide from this information. Clearly, there is an ending here if he doesn't get out of the way. I mean, they're ready to go. There's at least 40 who don't want to wait a couple more days to see what he says. They're ready to start impeachment proceedings. So now you've got the Delta variant and that rearing its ugly head in New York and dealing with that. And on the heels of the report of this investigation, you have a governor who is causing so much turmoil. There's so much focus on what he did or what happened to people who worked with him and what do the accusers say, that it's the Pandora's box that's not going to get closed. Nobody is going to close the lid on that Pandora's box. He can do that by resigning, by shifting and resigning, but it doesn't look like he's going to do it. I really honestly think he's going to try to weather whatever gets thrown his way. And no matter what, because so many of the women are telling their story. So many people are tweeting, are writing op-ed pieces, are saying this is the worst time for this distraction. Get out of the way. But he's refusing to do that. He's refusing to do that. All right. I like polls, and I know that they, and I say this, they can go either way. We know they can be slanted, and you can look at who does the poll and what's the percentage of people they talk to. But for what it's worth, I'm going to give you this one. So 54% of Americans say that the worst of the coronavirus pandemic is still ahead of us, compared to 46% who say the worst is behind us. This is a Harris poll that was released this week. Really big difference in the past few weeks in the number of Americans who believe the worst days of the pandemic are over. at the beginning of last month, 70% said the worst of the pandemic was behind us. Well, that makes sense. The beginning of last month, even, I was talking every single day about, oh, the smiles, everybody's reuniting, people are getting on planes again, booking vacations, just trying to see their grandmother, their mother, their kids, their friends, anything to get out and be away from the bubble that they've been in, and whoops, not so fast. I hope you didn't put the bubble away. And we're seeing that now there is a drop in public belief that the worst of the pandemic is behind us because of the surge of the Delta variant. 76% in this Harris poll of the people who responded said they were very or somewhat concerned about the Delta variant, compared to 24% who were not at all or not too concerned about it. I mean, it's clear that we cannot just wave the flag and say, mission accomplished yet at this point. Boy, it sure felt like it, though, didn't it? It really did. I mean, what a sad reversal of fortune. I think that's it. I think that's a good way to put it. It is as if somebody took that red carpet and just yanked it right from out underneath us, and that's exactly what happened, and its name is Delta, the Delta variant. And we're seeing the devastating effects in so many other places. So many other places. I mean, so much so, you even have the World Health Organization wanting to halt boosters until at least late September. Because, you know, there's the conversation about getting a booster. The booster will help. But they're saying, no. We need a halt on third doses. At least until the very, very end of September. Because then we could achieve the goal to vaccinate at least 10% of the population in every country by that date. And, of course, this pits government against government, because what does the head of a government want to do? Protect the people from dying, from getting sick, from getting the Delta variant. But how much of the global supply of the vaccine would be used up, and how many people are the most vulnerable in the world and are still unprotected? What is an equitable distribution of COVID-19 vaccinations? You know, the vaccines. Where? And we know the countries. There's a growing number of countries like Sweden and Greece. They're looking at the possibility, booster, because Israel became the first country last week to roll out booster shots to halt a resurgent spread of the virus, and they think it's working. What do you think, America? Let me know. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Olympics, the update from Tokyo, coming up next.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Four prosecutors in New York have opened investigations into Governor Andrew Cuomo to see if any of the criminal misconduct revealed in an independent panel's report took place in their jurisdictions. District attorneys in Westchester and Nassau counties and Manhattan have requested materials from the panel, which found Governor Cuomo had sexually harassed 11 women, including employees. The governor has denied the allegations in the report. Cuomo has faced calls to resign from office from a growing number of fellow Democrats, including President Biden, but he's made no indication that he'll take that step. And nearly all foreign visitors to the United States may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing that rule change. You're listening to USA Radio News. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci has warned about what he's called a smoldering outbreak of COVID infections among those who are unvaccinated. Earlier this week, the U.S. met the goal of 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine, with just over 50% fully vaccinated. Dr. Elizabeth Claiborne is an adjunct professor of emergency medicine at the University of Maryland School of Medicine and tells CBS News that we may not be able to fully control the coronavirus, as she sees an uptick of COVID cases.
I certainly think that that is a very real threat, that we'll have an ongoing kind of concern for COVID that will stretch several months from now and never fully resolve or reach this quote-unquote herd immunity, because we will not get our vaccination percentage high enough to provide protection and kind of stomp out COVID altogether. Currently, what we see in Maryland, a state that I must say is actually doing very well compared to other places in the country, we have one of the lowest case positivity rates and one of the highest vaccination rates. I still have seen in the last couple of weeks an uptick in COVID positive patients.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
In fact, right now, the U.S. men's basketball team is taking on Australia. It's too early to give you any big hot update on that very early in the very first quarter of this game. But as we move along the way, we will certainly do that. If we look at our medal count tracker here on America Tonight, we can tell you this. The United States has 83 total medals, 27 gold, 33 silver, 23 bronze. In 1984, the Summer Games, I've given you this little trivia question before, who had the record for the most gold medals won at a single Olympics? And you know what that was? 83. That's the United States. They did that in the 1984 Summer Games. Will history be made in Tokyo? It's interesting. The medals are certainly being handed out. I mean, overall, 339 medals are awarded across 33 sports. I can tell you who is not getting a medal. What a nightmare. What a mess. What is going on with passing the baton? Anybody out there as a kid have to do a relay race? Now, I said I didn't do track and field. I did not. I did not do track and field at Cherry Hill East or Camden Catholic or any of the schools that I went to. But I was forced to take a little bit of track, and we did have to learn how to pass the baton to our teammates. We did have to do, like, some relays. So the 4x100-meter relay, the men have not won this race. They have not won it since 2000. That's how long back, you know, we have to go. And they haven't made it cleanly to the finish line in a final since taking a silver medal in 2012. So this marked the first time, though, that they failed to make the final since 2008. And, you know, they had to give one back because of the doping ban against Tyson Gay when Gay was involved in a bumbled exchange. So the U.S. got DQ'd for another bad pass in the medal race in 2016. This time, the sprinters made it around the track, but it was utterly needless to say. There was a misconnect on the second leg, and at one point in that second leg, the two runners were practically side by side, barely running by the time they exchanged the stick. So they say, you know, how much practice did they get? They didn't get a lot of practice, but neither did anybody else. So what is going on? This team consisted of some incredible athletes: Trayvon Bromwell, Fred Curley, Ronnie Baker, Craven Gillespie. They failed to make the finals. They finished sixth in their qualifying heat. So more misery that for a country that brings the deepest track team possible to the Olympic Games. You know, they just had no words for this, just saying that trying to time it perfectly with a couple of practice is difficult, but it didn't seem difficult for Canada, China, Italy. You know, they finished. China was 1, 2, 3. It was China, Canada, Italy. They need some work. Not again. It was messy. I mean, really, really, the one bad exchange was nightmarish. And I knew it. As soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, they're not going to qualify. I just don't see how they're going to qualify. And, of course, they didn't. They didn't qualify. So that was the real bummer, I think, in watching the Olympics on this particular day, heading into just a few more events. Still more medals to be had, certainly, and still more exciting action that is happening. And there are other Olympic athletes that have absolutely prevailed. And, you know, the U.S. men couldn't crack some of the top races, but they still, with gold, but there still was some very, very bright moments, I think, on the track, definitely. You had, for example, watching again in the 200, and I was watching the 200, you had an American who was getting a lot of ink, who, you know, ended up getting silver, and he's somebody to watch, Noah Wiles. And it wasn't his day to get the 200, but it was his day to at least cross and medal, and he did. And he ended up, again, like I said, with the silver medal, so that's good. And, you know, we'll see. So the United States was able to capture a few medals, but not the medal with the relay. And again, there's more events that are happening, but for a sport that was so dominated by American men from 84 to 2004. But then you got to remember, before Usain Bolt, you know, once Usain Bolt became a household name, all of that changed, because he really poured it on and just crushed everybody and won so many medals for Jamaica. So this was the first Olympics without Bolt, because remember, Bolt took the top spots in 2008, 12, and 2012 and 2016. So yeah, medal count wise, all is fine. Still more medals on the line. And like I said, you've got USA basketball, thank goodness, back on track, because they certainly weren't at the beginning of the Olympics, but that was the very, very, very beginning. And then you've got, you know, like the shot put American who just was amazing. And again, a second straight gold for him. So watching that and adding to the totals was pretty exciting. And the shot put is his every time he's in. He tossed 74 feet, 11 inches to break his 2016 Olympic record. Can you imagine doing that? 73 feet, 10 and 3 quarters inches. So, you know, he's 6'7", and he has just a monster of a throw when he releases. I watched that as it was happening, and that was pretty exciting, I have to say. So there was another bright spot, and he's an Oregon native for people listening to us in Oregon. And with that win, he was the first U.S. male to win a track and field gold medal at the Tokyo Games. He's the first American, by the way, to win, like I said, back-to-back gold medals in the shot put since a guy named Perry O'Brien, who did it in 1952 and 56. So that's some history for you. That's some good history, I think, when it comes to the Olympics. And, you know, we had bright spots in other sports. We had some bright spots after it was all said and done, in gymnastics. And there are still more to come at the Olympics. It's just a question of, Will the Americans be able to capitalize on a few more, and will they set some more, you know, records? There was an American, Nevin Harris, 19 years old. I was just getting an update about him, about her. She won gold in the women's canoe, 200 meters. It's a single 200-meter competition. So that's big, because she won the world championship in the event when she was 17. She's the first woman representing the U.S. to win a gold medal in Olympic canoe sprint. So how about that? She battled out a really strong Canadian who took the silver, and another woman from the Ukraine who came in for the bronze. And then on the court and on the sand, USA versus Australia is a huge rivalry. So they're facing off against each other in four different sports. So all of our friends listening down under, in 3 days, that's what it seems to be. So the Americans took round one when the U.S. women's basketball team beat the Aussies in the quarterfinals. But we'll see what happens in the semifinals. The Australian and American women's football teams face off in the competition's bronze medal match. So there's also some new rivalries, too, with beach volleyball on Friday morning. Australians Clancy and Artaco de Solar take on the Americans April Ross and Alex Kleinman. That's a very, very big one. Ross and Kleinman narrowly got by in their last competition as they're going through, and this will be a very, very, very big one for them for sure. And how about India? India's waited for 41 years, but they finally won a men's hockey medal. So we're not talking about on the ice. We're talking about field hockey, I guess is what you would call it. And that was big. The team, the most successful in the history of the Olympics with 8 gold medals, is back on the podium. So, you know, they were excited. I think of all the teams that I've seen, they were celebrating hard, jumping up and down, etc. I mean, they won 4 medals at Tokyo overall, and they're aiming to surpass their best Olympic haul of 6 medals at London in 2012. So how about that? All right, coming up next, the mic drop. What is it? It might be surprising to you. You feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Alright, as we make this final couple of turns here for this hour, the U.S. is planning to require COVID-19 shots for foreign travelers. We'll talk about that. How about this? The Senate voted to award the Capitol and Metro Police some gold medals for what happened on January 6th. Bravo, because some of them almost died, and there were some officers who did die as a result of that. Spirit Airlines has no spirit. They've had more cancellations than you could shake a stick at. It'd be easier to hitch a ride on a witch's broom and get there than get there on Spirit Airlines. I'll explain. But first, how about this? How would you feel? Because now a lot of people have, you know, those Ring cameras where you can see when something's happening outside of your house because the camera's wide enough, or other people have surveillance cameras. And we take you to Denver. So residents in North Park Hill are just disgusted, they say, and shocked after a man was seen pooping in their neighborhood. A neighbor caught the act on a surveillance video, and then they contacted the police. And one of the neighbors said that the man has pooped in the same location twice over the past few days. The neighbor says that the man appears to be exercising pulls his pants down to use the alleyway as a toilet in broad daylight. I know, toilet humor is the worst. And say, the neighbors say they're coming prepared with toilet paper, but not a bag, and not coming back to clean it up. So that's what's happening with these surveillance photos. That's what they're seeing. And they're dubbing this guy who they think it's the same, especially the one same person. There have been other people who have done it, but they're calling him the Mad Pooper. The Denver Department of Public Health and Environment confirmed the feces complaint matched the address where the man was captured on video. And they say, you know, ordinarily we would investigate, but because of continuing restrictions on our bandwidth from COVID, we must prioritize complaints, starting with encampments, then rodents, then alleyways, then individual feces complaints. With the majority of the feces complaints, we provide cleanup guidance to property owners on how to safely remove feces. In other words, they're saying, you clean it up because it's a messy situation and we're not getting involved. So that's what the neighbors have to do. What they have done is somebody cleverly designed a stick figure that looks very much like some of the stick figures that we see from Japan with the various Olympics. It's an art form, actually, that they have been doing for a while. But this figure is squatting and has a red circle around it, and then what is coming out behind, what is left behind, is just a small picture of that as well. So you can use your imagination. So it's not graphic. I mean, it's just like I described. It's exactly what you see when you watch the Olympics. But bummer if that's where you live and somebody is doing that. And, you know, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. Exercising, who knows, drinking water or coffee or whatever beforehand. But it is odd that it is in the same spot. Like, is there a sort of secret code of if you're exercising and you got to go, here's a great spot by this tree that you should use? I don't know, because he wasn't the only one, apparently. What do you do if that's your alleyway? And really, honestly, you have to clean it up. And you think, especially when you're talking about the summertime. All right, we don't want to go too deep into that potty humor, as it were. So let's move on to a couple of other things that I briefly mentioned. And it includes this, that no timeline has been determined, but they're working on what do we do for normal travel, and what does the U.S. do? The U.S. is planning to require COVID-19 shots for foreign travelers. Now, it is part of this kind of phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country, but they don't have a timeline, any of that. They're just kind of figuring out how this is going to be played out, I think. The Biden administration has kept in place travel restrictions that have severely curtailed, of course, international trips to the U.S. The spread of the Delta variant, that's the deal. Under the rules, non-U.S. residents who have been to China, the European Union, the United Kingdom, would be Ireland, Brazil, South Africa, India, in the prior 14 days are prohibited from entering the U.S. All travelers to the U.S., regardless of vaccination status, have to show proof of negative COVID-19 tests taken within 3 days of air travel to the country. And this is what other countries are doing. So this is no surprise, right? I mean, yeah, this is what you would expect. An update on two of our favorite states, Florida and the great state of Texas as well. Sad to say, a fourth wave of COVID-19 is threatening to overwhelm hospitals in those two areas where I just mentioned. The strain is very apparent in Florida. They have had a new peak of, as of Tuesday. The numbers aren't fully in yet for Wednesday, but 11,515 people have been hospitalized with COVID-19, and that data is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So hospitals in Jacksonville and Orlando last week crashed through their pandemic peaks. Hospitals in Miami-Dade County are approaching a record coronavirus hospitalizations. That's not good. I mean, it is just ripping through they say, the unvaccinated community, and it's straining the system. Straining the system to crazy, crazy levels, and the fear of people who also need help that don't have COVID are not going to be able to get help if they need an ICU bed, right? So what you do have is this phenomenon, again, of drivers waiting in lines, long, long lines, to get COVID-19 tests, not vaccinations, but tests. In Texas, hospitals are preparing for the rise that it's already happening. So the hospital beds are being filled up with unvaccinated COVID-19 patients. And while the waves mostly involve older and middle-aged adults with existing health conditions, a new wave is hitting young adults. And we know, we've been talking about this, in their 20s and 30s, who need breathing machines in the hospital intensive care units. So depressing. In South Texas, they're struggling to keep up with the pace of the sick. South Texas hospitals are, you know, Corpus Christi, Kingsville, San Antonio. So they've had to divert patients. And they're trying to fill that gap, saying, like, hey, every bed is filled. Every bed is filled. And we have people that cannot breathe, and we want to help them. But what do we do if we have no room, if we cannot do anything to help them breathe again? Oh, the worst. All right, speaking of the worst, Spirit Airlines is not the airline to fly if you are hoping to arrive at all, let alone on time. They scrubbed 60% of their flights again on Wednesday, saying, hey, listen, cancellations are going to drop in the days to come. You know, famous for the yellow planes, cheap tickets. Well, not so excited to get that cheap ticket anymore. I mean, they have been scrubbing flights for the last 4 days, so you've got passengers standing around all over the place, all around the country, because of, they say, storms and technology outages and staffing shortage. To cancel 61% of their flights on Tuesday, 42% on Monday. They just keep apologizing and saying progressively this is going to drop in the next couple of days. Does that make you feel better when you have kids and you're sleeping on the floor of some airport? Hey, progressively, we're hoping to get you back on our flights. And oh, by the way, if you need anything extra, we're going to really charge you a lot. Like if you need something to drink. So make sure you drink as you're exhausted and you get on our planes. Ooh, not a good thing at all. How many people will not fly that airline after that experience? All right, we are at the end of our time for this hour. So once again, thanks to you, and those two guys in the back for hanging out with us. Remember, you can always hit me up 24/7, Kate of KateDelaneyRadio.com. And thanks to Nate the Great, Nate Reeder, for his incredible work, as always, on the technicals. I call him the human alarm.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to KateDelaneyRadio.com, click on books, and special offer today.